Hey everyone, it's Miyuki. And well, I know I should have done this weeks ago, but I finally got to doing it now. It's officially the 4-year anniversary of, well, it's been that way for like 3 weeks now, of when I first created my YouTube channel. Back in those days, it was a lot harder to make content. I didn't have my team with me to help me do stuff like thumbnails and things like that. And of course, my recording and software and computer equipment were really subpar. But to this day, I can remember just how supportive a lot of my fans were, even with how crappy my content used to be. And if you guys wanna sort of, I guess, insight on how bad my content used to be, just go to my videos and go to my earliest works. You'll see for yourself. It was very low volume, could barely hear my voice for how incoherent it was, and lots of other things too. One thing I admitted to, or kind of confessed to being guilty of doing back then, was due to the insecurity of my own voice. I utilized certain softwares to kind of alter the way I sounded, and I would continue doing this on and off for about a couple years even afterwards, but it's become a lot more, I guess you can say, better. Like, I don't really use it that much anymore whatsoever, and you can really tell the difference between now and, let's say, 2020 and early 2021. Of course, a lot of people and a lot of you all could tell that my voice has gotten a lot deeper. And when that started happening, it was kind of like a blindside to a lot of people who were watching my content, because they weren't expecting me to actually come out with that sort of voice. But here we are right now, 4 years later, and I just want to say, like, thank you to all of you who have stuck with me for all this time. You know, even through all the changes, the drama, the shifts in content creation, and basically how I create my content. I know a lot of you all come from either Reddit, Twitter, most of you coming from YouTube. And frankly, now that I look back on everything, it's almost like the moment I created my platform, it's like drama just started seeping in just out of nowhere between other ASM artists, which most I've made up with by now, Discord, etc. And though a lot of that has cleared up now, I really can't say that all of that didn't help me in just becoming an overall better content creator and truthfully person overall. Like, a lot of that drama actually did help me in learning how to deal with people, especially through, you know, social media, etc. But, honestly, I don't know how long further I do want to create this content. A couple months ago, I came clean about my mental condition and about me being on a spectrum and all. And a lot of you all have really expressed your experience with it as well. And it really touched my heart seeing a lot of you all give your story on what you went through with this condition. And frankly, while that was a really huge weight off my chest, I still frankly have many other, well, not many other weights, but a few other weights that I do want to get off as well. And it's definitely, I guess, something that's more of a confession than anything else. But I want to save that for a bit later. I guess y'all should stay tuned for that. But it's definitely something I wanted to get off my chest for a while. And I know it'll probably shock a lot of you all when I say this, but I want to save it for that point. But for now, I just want to talk about, like, my experience in these past 4 years of creating content. And it's really been a fun ride so far. And frankly, I'd never in a million years imagine that Twitter would be the platform I'd reach almost 100,000 followers on first. I always thought it would be YouTube, but since my creation of content that was more, I guess you can say, on the based side, YouTube just found it necessary to shadow ban or blacklist my algorithm.